There is an unusual fight underway in Michigan over a simple black and white sign that identifies a state highway. One business claims it has the exclusive right to use the road sign as a product brand. The state disagrees, and as Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluto reports, the trademark dispute is now in federal court.
The M22 highway in northern Michigan is considered one of the nation's most scenic drives. For 116 miles, it hugs the Lake Michigan shoreline and offers stunning views of woodlands, cherry orchards, and vineyards. The M22 highway sign has become iconic. The black and white logo graces cars and t-shirts, even a wine label. For visitors like Jody Olson of Aurora, Illinois, the M22 logo is a happy reminder of being up north in Michigan resort country. She has an M22 sticker on the upper left corner of the tailgate of her SUV.
It's God's country is what I say. It's beautiful. The water, it's just absolutely gorgeous.
The M22 business was started a dozen years ago by Matt Myers and his brother.
We created something. A brand like ours never existed before. Nobody was selling shirts like this or created a brand like this around something like the road.
The brothers trademarked the logo in 2007. Myers says it protects their business and their customers from cheap knockoffs.
It's all about the thought and the detail and the love and the passion that we've put into our brand, and that's what's made it really what it is today.
Myers is quick to point out the trademark does not mean he and his brother own the M22 logo.
Anybody can do whatever they want with it as long as it doesn't confuse our customers.
Myers says that means a towing company, for example, or a party store that want to use the M22 brand would be fine because they don't compete with their retail business. But the M22 company said the Goodhart General Store was competing with it. That store is located on another northern Michigan scenic route, M119, which is sometimes called the Tunnel of Trees. It runs roughly 30 miles along Lake Michigan. The M22 company said the Goodhart General Store's M119 wine label was too much like its brand. Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette then declared that state highway signs are in the public domain for anyone to use, and he filed a lawsuit challenging the M22 trademark.
M22, the American flag, the U.S. Capitol, it's everybody's flag, everybody's capital, everybody's road. Nobody can stop others from taking their picture, putting it on a t-shirt, and trying to market it.
I don't know that there's anything exactly like this, but I think the state has a tough hill to climb here.
Mark Janis heads the Center for Intellectual Property Research at Indiana University's Law School. Janis says a highway sign doesn't really compare to the flag or the capital, which under trademark law are considered insignias, official symbols of government authority.
But there's at least a question, as far as I can tell, as to whether a road sign of this type would be deemed an official insignia of a state. I think that might be a little bit hard for the state to prove here.
In the meantime, the Michigan Department of Transportation has its own issues with the popularity of the M22 highway sign. People keep stealing them, and they're expensive to replace. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta.